Yes, ma'am. Approximately 8:22 a.m., our troopers were dispatched to a 18-wheeler that was parked on the improved shoulder of the highway on U.S. 190 here in Robson County, waiting on a service truck to come change out a flat tire. During that time, a box truck was traveling westbound on 190 on the outside lane and drifted across the white fog line and struck the parked 18-wheeler on the side of the shoulder. That caused the box truck to flip over on its side, injuring the driver of that vehicle. The driver of the 18-wheeler sustained minor injuries. They were both transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan. The driver of the box truck appears to have a little bit more serious injuries to him. The highway has been somewhat shut down here on the westbound side of 190, and everything's been moved over to the east side, down to one lane as people navigate around the crash site.
Do you have any idea of what caused the driver to drift over?
That's still being investigated this time. The trooper here on scene hasn't been able to visit with that driver, and I believe he's going to certainly have injuries, so we certainly want to make sure he's taken care of on that part. So as the investigation continues on, hopefully we can answer that question.
And so just the two injuries, the driver of the box truck and then of the semi?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Had the service person showed up yet whenever the collision happened?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Hopefully by noon we can have this thing open for the rest of the motorists. And so we're just kind of caution people if they're heading this way into Robson County that we still have it shut down to one lane of traffic each direction.